I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Hi, it's me, Ben.
And it's me, Abba.
And you're listening to Nostalgia.
Story where Ben was talking about how he performed on JFL 42 and I don't even know how to begin describing this because it was such a stupid moment. We're just all talking. Ben goes, oh yeah, I performed on JFL 42. I'm 24. JFL 24. Wait, stop it.
Oh my God. I love that.
You editing yourself with wait, stop it, because it was such a bad
trip. I had to tell myself to stop.
Oh my God, I had to tell myself to stop.
I think about it every day.
And I didn't even listen.
I kept going. You kept going.
But it became, I dare say that that moment kind of went viral.
Between me, you, Aiden, and Sam?
We all found it funny.
That's amazing. And that's what comedy is.
Exactly.
That's what comedy is. If I make my community laugh, that's a victory for me.
Yeah, virality is just if your community finds it funny.
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, exactly. So Benny, like, what happened during the break when we logged off of our other call?
As you can see, I've transformed. Before, in the last recording, I was kind of cosplaying a person with things to do, and I wore a collared shirt, a button-up shirt, a flannel, an American Apparel. I know. But then I took it off and I was like, this doesn't feel right. Put back onto the root sweater that I've worn for weeks at this point. And I feel kind of back to myself. I made an iced coffee.
You already had one though.
No, it was a smoothie.
It was a smoothie.
Smoothie. Because here's the thing. If I had an iced coffee, because I had a smoothie first. Yeah. I always have my smoothie first and then I have my iced coffee. But if I reverse that effect, the effect on my body, shocking. If the first thing I put in my body is an iced coffee, I am I'm galaxy brain, but in a bad way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you guys mm-hmm. recording like already?
Yeah. We are recording. We are recording. And Alex.
God.
Here's the thing. we are recording. And here's the thing. You were nodding when I said galaxy brain in a bad way. Do you feel that as well?
I really connect to that. It's like, mm-hmm. like not like if you just have coffee on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Yes. I find myself yeah. like I am sending emails. I'm texting my aunts. Like I am.
I'm doing tasks that are everything and nothing at the same time.
Oh, Abba. It's literally that. It's literally everything yeah. and nothing. Like the work, like in that moment, it is the most important work.
Yeah.
Like I'm literally like I'm drafting an email that to me will make or break my career.
Yeah.
That I never end up that I never end up sending.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. But it's like, but without, but sometimes it does give me like a kick. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's yeah. kind of like, okay, girl, like get into, snap out of it.
Yeah.
I do a Cher impression.
Snap out of it. Yes. Yeah, that was it.
Snap out of it. No, it's so bad. Don't, I can't.
There's I something love it. So, honestly, a bad impression will always be funnier to me than
a good
one. Oh, God, I love. There's this one comedian who does a Robin Williams impression that is so fucking bad. Mm-hmm. It sounds like. Who is. It sounds almost like anti-Semitic when they start doing a Robin Williams impression, oh despite Robin Williams not being Jewish. Mm-hmm. Like, the accent is just so akin to, like, that stereotype.
There's something so, like. If you're an impressionist in 2021, it's mm-hmm. kind of like, that feels very like, oh, you're like a Renaissance person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It feels kind of like mm-hmm. old school.
That's vaudeville.
That's classic vaudeville. Exactly. I think of like someone like Chloe Fineman and her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like now you either have to be so good at them mm-hmm. or maybe it's always been like that. You're either so good at it or so bad at it. And that's what's funny is you're.
Yes.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she's like so incredible.
Yeah.
She's like gifted. On. She's gifted.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also a thing where like, I mean, when I was younger and I'd hear like Maya Rudolph do like Oprah or like Beyonce, I was like, this is spot on. And like now watching it, I'm like, wait, this was not at all these characters, but yes. she's yeah. so fucking funny and like.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, you can't help but laugh.
It's all about yeah. it's all about finding that hook.
Exactly. Hook, yeah. That one thing. Hook. Yeah.
And being truly. Kind of cheeky. Like, I feel like hers, when she did Beyonce and Fred Armisen was Prince, mm-hmm. it's like yeah. he didn't yeah. say anything as Prince. He would always just, yeah. like, whisper something to her. And, like, his, yes. like, his mischievous look was enough to be like, okay, that, I you know, you get it. It's perfect.
Yes.
It's not good. So it's, or, yes. like, he's not talking or anything, but.
Yeah. yeah. You get it. Exactly.
And like, she's always, like, scandalized. By
yes.
what he
yeah. Like, you couldn't convince me that, like, Fred Armisen in that moment was not a Gemini. Like, he was a Gemini. He was Prince.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We need to bring
it. We need to just introduce our guests.
Well, I did, like, unfortunately, hop in way too early.
No. Here's the thing. We started so, like, because we are, I mean, we were all excited to see each other, and mm-hmm. we just started so fluid, so candid,
yeah.
that I think the listeners are just happy
okay.
to hear.
As long as
just
the
sisters.
Listeners, they, yes. that's why
we're
here.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
And when people question why we're here, it's kind of like, we're here for you.
The listener.
I actually didn't want to come today. Here for you.
It's like, we could have done this and not recorded it at all.
This could have just been a hangout.
Exactly.
And in fact, sometimes we have to hold ourselves back because we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that you're listening. And sometimes we have to maybe not spill every drop of tea.
Well, I feel like you still do. Like, you've name dropped, like.
I've named people who wronged me. Yeah. I'm not afraid. If you were mean to me in middle school, you're not safe.
You've been mentioned.
And I love that. I think it's, like, just to be sort of open with that kind of stuff, I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
You're a
yeah.
truth teller.
Exactly.
I'm a truth teller.
And it's kind
I
of
think cute. I've said.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
I once saw Janelle Monáe in a Q&A say, because they were like, "Oh, you're acting, you're mm-hmm. dancing, you're a musician." She said, oh, "Stop." She was really offended. She's like, "Hold up, I am none of those things. I am a storyteller." And when I tell you. the theater, the Winter Garden Theater on Young Street, all gasped. I love that theater. And I will say also the same Q&A, Mahershala Ali cried.
He cried? Why did he cry?
It was talking about Moonlight. And the best part, this is the a white man. I'm assuming he's white because only a white man would do this at a Q&A. During the Q&A portion with Barry Jenkins, he put up his hand and he was like, I noticed you filmed the film in 70 millimeter. And Barry Jenkins was like, oh, we actually didn't. And he was like, we shot it this way in digital.
Oh,
and I
God,
was like,
good.
Yes, it felt so.
Thank you.
I was like, thank
we
you.
We came because, here to like, talk about gay shit, not film.
Exactly. And also, it's like, when people at Q&A is like, so much of like the first half is like not even their question. It's something like, here's me proving why I'm worthy, why I'm here.
They do
why
make it about themselves.
That's themselves.
Me doing this podcast.
Okay, but that's what they
like,
want.
All
that's
my
what
questions,
they have to do.
All my questions are like, so when I was growing up, I was quite the precocious child. Like, who the fuck cares?
No. That's what this is. Like, that's what podcasts are for.
That's exactly true. Yeah. And I love you.
And I love talking about myself.
Yeah.
And I love you talking about yourself.
Yes.
The more I learn about Tauruses, the more I'm like, I'm a big one. But okay,
I'm a big one.
Wink. Okay.
We need to introduce
our guest.
Yes.
Truly so funny. And I'm not even saying this is not hyperbole. This is not smoke up anyone's hole. This is me just saying funny. As someone who loves stand up, one of my favorite comedians in the city.
Yes.
Truly so, so funny.
Get out of here.
It's true.
I'm uncomfortable.
No.
It's just
no,
true.
No, you have to listen.
You have to listen.
As my JFL. Mom would say, I just say thank you.
Say thank you. I'll leave. We'll leave like a gap in between each credit for you to say thank you.
Yeah.
Sure. JFL42.
Thank you.
Your newest debut. Your newest debut. Your debut comedy album that we all love and stand, Experiencing Discomfort.
Thank you.
Yes. On Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. And streamed where?
Spotify. Apple.
I know that's right.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you will be checking that out because she's fucking amazing. And we always stand, of course.
Please, welcome
to the podcast.
Alex
Attia! Did we say your last name right?
You said it right, Attia.
Okay, perfect.
Attia. Not Attia.
Yeah.
Attia.
I love.
My mom used to.
And soon to be movie star.
Oh, no. do you guys remember Lorraine from Mad TV?
Yes! Oh my God!
That was bad, but you know.
No, that was so good.
That was good.
Was Lorraine.
I think that this is the year that Mad TV is going to have a big comeuppance. Like
you, yep. You
Mad
better.
Mad TV was so amazing. Like, and I feel like we haven't really rediscovered it. I see Stephanie Weir sometimes and.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mo Collins, like
yes,
oh yeah.
You know who I miss though?
Hmm.
Who hasn't been on? Like no one just really talked about her.
Is it Deborah?
But yes,
yes.
Deborah, what's her last name?
I want to say it starts with an F. Can't
be sure. Oh.
She Wilson.
Deborah Wilson, yeah.
Deborah Wilson. She was so fucking funny on Mad TV when she did Oprah and Whitney and like, oh my God,
incredible.
She was perfect.
I just saw a little clip of her talking somewhere on Instagram and just, it was like kind of sad just talking about how she made so much less money than her co-stars. And
Yeah,
I'm sure she was like, it was disheartening. Like, I have no idea if she performs anymore, but she was so incredible. Like, she, of course.
So good.
Like,
so good.
If that show was around now, she would be. She was a star, though. Like,
yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I heard that there were rumors that there was gonna be a reboot or something.
Yeah,
I heard that rumor too.
Was that a thing, or is it like not anymore?
I hope so because I want Deborah Wilson to come back and do this. She used to do this bit. I don't know if it was a bit or if it was just like a sketch that I really, really, really went back to a lot. But she got into a car accident in this sketch. And the police arrived to, like, you know, interview the witnesses and the people, whatever. And Deborah Wilson's character is, like, so nonchalant. Like, the family that she hits, like, that woman chased us and hit us with her car. And Deborah Wilson's like, I sure did.
Oh,
and the police is like, were you trying to kill them? And she's like, and I do it again. Like,
oh, my God. That's amazing.
so good. Oh, she was so fucking funny.
We need more, like, I love, like, a like just broad, silly sketches like that.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Like, Mad TV was very that.
100%. I think that's why... did you guys watch I Think You Should Leave?
Yes.
Did I watch it?
I internalized it.
Every bit I do is Tim Robinson now.
I think that's, like... That was so good because it was so silly and, like, it didn't need to be, like, a perfect structured heightening of it. No. You know, it was, like, it was so good.
Yes.
No, absolutely. I truly love, and, like, I mean, I feel like that's very your vibe as well, because you're very, like, for lack of a better term, like, alt, like, offbeat.
I'm super
and I feel
indie
like,
chic. Super indie. And, like, a boho alt.
Boho.
Vaudeville, even.
Yeah, vaudeville. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vaudevillian.
Alex rides a unicycle.
Yeah. I do. Yes. Round town.
Yes, round town. Yes. Round town on stage.
On stage.
Mm-hmm. But
I always enter on one.
The little tiny, like, leap onto the stage at Comedy Bar. Just like, do a little pop.
Yeah, and people... Oh my God. Always, there's a big clapping after.
Yes.
But also kind of people are scared.
Are you going to come into the audience?
Because mm-hmm.
you're kind of like wobbling, you're like balancing.
You're like, and you're saying, whoa.
And I have and I'm not holding on to anything. My hands are up.
Oh my God!
Actually,
look at this.
Here on my head.
This is part of your act. This is part of your act. It's like you're wobbling, you're waving, you're whoa, and everyone, like people, men even, are standing up to be like, should I help or should I help?
Yes, everyone's.
And then all of a sudden you pause,
mm-hmm.
super still, composed, balanced. You knew what you were doing all along. It was all like, and then
I
just
say,
the applause.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when the crowd, they go wild.
Yeah.
And I often will just leave after that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the bit. See, that's where the bohemian, vaudevillian, alt, indie chic girl comes out.
And you're kind of like bouncing a ball on your nose.
Yeah. Yeah, the Zooey Deschanel of comedy.
That's 100%.
No.
I'll take it.
No.
Listeners, if you're interested in listening to Alex's stand-up, she's not.
She's Zooey really Deschanel not. She's really comedy. Very funny.
Much funnier than whatever that would be.
I see where you're going, though. I think I'd like to be the Bjork of...
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
I can't think of Bjork. I just watched... Drag Race All Stars and Katya's Bjork impression.
Of course. Iconic. When she eats the cue card.
Oh my God. And she's like, and she's just like growling. And yes.
Yeah.
I love Katya so much. She's one of the most dynamic queens. Like, she fucking gets it.
Yes.
And Bjork is a fan of Drag Race. Because I remember when that season came, when All Stars 2 was airing, Bjork like was retweeting that performance. Being I loved it, Katya.
Oh,
that's my Bjork.
God.
SNL, amazing. Are you listening? I have Bjork in my arsenal.
Yeah, that was.
But like.
Oh, that was. Oh my God, that was so bad. That's what I did.
That's good.
That's Bjork.
I guess that's my Bjork. I don't know.
That's Bjork.
My favorite part of I Think You Should Leave was how Stinky was a part of every sketch.
Oh my God, everything was Stinky.
When he was choking on water.
And he looks at the food and he goes, and his friend is like, it doesn't stink. It doesn't stink. You're choking.
So good. So stupid.
Funny. I became immediately obsessed with Tim Robinson. Followed him on Instagram immediately.
Yes.
His kids are just as funny as him. Like, he has really funny kids.
I was still hoping secretly he was like a single man and we might meet one day.
No, he married his high school sweetheart. He's a wife guy. Can you believe?
Oh,
I believe.
So he's like
fucking
salt
wife
of the
guys.
Earth. Oh, I bet he's like a great dad too.
He's a fantastic. Yeah. He has this one video of him racing the stroller that his son is in and just jumping and saying, "Ghost riding the whip," like he's E-40.
Oh my God, amazing.
Beautiful.
That is so cute.
Beautiful.
Did you guys see his characters episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really good.
First time I saw him, I think, do anything. Yeah, I really
characters is underrated. I feel like
I
it got like some flack, but there are some really like obviously Kate Berlant, John Early's episodes.
They're
but
so
I don't know if it, Lauren Lapkus's episode.
Yeah, hers is great.
So
funny.
She
did a great job.
Todd, the little boy.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Who else did I really like
so
on
funny.
That?
Does Cola Scola have one? No, he's in John Early's. I think. Just
yeah,
a
I think so.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but they were fucking good. They were really good. You know who else is really good? Okay, honestly,
oh
Alex, I want to jump through the computer and like flick you in the forehead. I cannot believe
it. We couldn't believe it. We could not believe it. When I saw, when I refreshed my that Google calendar, and I'm like, oh, like Alex, it's like we got a date for Alex. Like, yes, yes, yes. And they're just like, oh, like what artist? It's, and I think I've said this to Abba and Aiden before, it's both simultaneously the most shocking choice and also the most obvious choice
for Alex. It's the obvious choice for Alex.
Yes.
Like, it's both like, what? But both like, of course. Yeah.
Please introduce.
I, you know, a couple of people bounced in my head of who I would do. And I thought of this person, and they make me feel the most nostalgic. I was deeply into them. Not that I knew anything about them as a person. To be honest, I thought they were like maybe like a white American person,
we
like
all
doing
did.
An accent, right? I just had no, I didn't know anything about them. But I have decided to go with Sean Paul. I still love Sean Paul. Like I was listening to him right before this just to kind of get back into the groove. But I was a huge Sean Paul fan. Like I think the first song I heard was Give Me the Light.
Just give me the light. Just give me the light.
Like I think that was the first song I heard. It's off, oh my God, I can't even say Dutty Rock.
Dutty Rock.
Me saying Dutty Rock.
I love it.
His stock just plummeted.
Yeah.
Sean Paul's stock plummeted.
So and mine's rising.
Yeah.
Mine's and yours rising.
You're going to be on Forbes next
I'm
week.
I'm going to be on Forbes.
That and so how old were you?
Like, yes, what? I'm 32 now, and I looked today when Dutty Rock came out, which was 2002. So I was in like grade 8, which is like it all perfectly aligns. I was like grade 8 was the first time that I grinded.
Okay,
you know,
yes,
and like I remember being at like a grade 8 dance and like. This was maybe the time of, I'm trying to think what, like, Joe Budden, like, Fire was, like, out at this time. God. And, like,
wow,
this, like, Thanks. Super horny music. And
yes.
I was just super horny girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We all were. Grade 8.
We all were.
And,
of course.
Like, grinding, horny, like, wearing
the
a
most
short
horny
skirt.
Time.
And then.
Yes.
And I just loved Sean Paul. And I'm not lying. Like, I feel like I got a lot of my dance moves from music videos, like from We Be Burnin'.
Yes.
And from, what's the one in the house party? Oh, Get Busy. Get Busy. Get Busy is my favorite Sean Paul song.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Why is it your favorite? Why would you say?
I don't know, like the music in the background that's happening. I don't even know how to describe it or what instrument it is. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like that kind of creepy, it sounds like...
Right. I need to hear.
Yeah,
it.
I'm not.
It's like a, I don't know what it is.
Should I play it into the?
Play it, please.
Okay.
That thing is no.
It's like. Do you hear it?
Yes, Julia. Yes. It sounds like Halloween
such
music.
A good song.
It's like a like I'm
a
thinking. Ther- of,
is it like a theremin?
I don't know. It sounds like I'm thinking of like a boat, like a you know when someone has like I don't know what it is. It like kind of is like
but
looks
string
like
on a stick.
A violin standing up.
Yeah.
That is like kind of I don't know what it is, but I love that song. I love the music video.
Yes.
Yes.
So cool.
That song was like electrifying.
Yes.
Like when that would play like in a middle school dance, which is so Sean Paul is like that's where I discovered Sean Paul for sure.
Yes.
And it just like that song still today, but played at a house party.
Call to
everyone
action.
Will go crazy.
Call
it's
to
a
action.
Call to action.
Everyone is mobilizing when you hear that song. As soon as you hear the shake that we're all
it's so good.
So good. They don't make it like that anymore. I'm sorry. Not to sound old. They just...
No, they don't.
They don't.
Like,
I think that, like, to me, the current equivalent is, like, reggaeton music. Like, like, Bad Bunny and...
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
They kind of have, like, something that feels the same. I don't know what it is. Like, really danceable.
Yes. Like,
yes.
Okay, so at this time when this came out, I was, like... I was pretty young, but I was like probably in like grade 4 or something like that. And it was very much this thing where dance hall music and reggaeton was like really big in like the early 2000s. Reggaeton kind of made a comeback, but not really.
Mm-hmm. Was this like Daddy Yankee?
Yes, era? Like Daddy Yankee, like Gasolina, stuff like that.
So good. And
there's Daddy Yankee, Daddy Yankee. Yes, to my Latin, yes. To my that Latinx is what listeners. I
said. Yeah. Yes, we all said it, Ben. Don't fucking make us look dumb.
Yeah. I said Daddy Rock. I said Daddy Yankee. I think everyone can tell that I am a white woman.
Beautiful white woman.
No, there's just like this, like, it's just music that's so attractive to children for some reason.
Yes.
Like, I think it's like because the rhythm is so palpable, and I feel like, especially as like a child, like in middle school or grade 5 or 6, like developing my taste, I'm not necessarily like seeking out music to like vibe to necessarily. It's like when you have so much energy and like you're like a horny, and like there's something like also like the nature of that music. It just like. It feels sexual, like you are moving your hips, like implicitly.
It feels like being adults. You really want to be an adult so bad at that time. And then this music,
yeah. You think this is what adults are doing.
Exactly. They're grinding.
They're grinding. They're
bubbling. They're bubbling.
They're bubbling.
I don't even know what bubbling means. And
So it's basically grinding. Okay. It's basically grinding, except bubbling, I feel like, is very much more like Jamaican. Like, it was popular in Brampton. So, like, if like when I was... When I was bubbling, it entailed a guy grinding on me, but then my butt doing its own thing.
Like, yes, okay.
My butt cheeks like, moving. Okay. Yeah,
me?
Yeah.
No one can see this, but I have my hands kind of like
kind
of
in a claw.
Kind of in a claw, like around a big rump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rump? But you're shaking it.
I'm shaking it up and down.
Shaking it. It's oh my God.
That was
very
really good.
Very nasty.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking of whining.
Yes, whining. Did you ever whine? Did you ever whine, Alex?
What's
whining? I don't think I whined per se, but I definitely was like very intense grinding.
Yes.
But whining is like a whole, I don't think I could.
It's very specific. Ben, you don't know what whining is?
I don't think I do.
Okay, this is whining.
He needs to see that video. Isn't there a video of Akon whining a girl and she's like.
Okay.
It's very
yes.
It involves a lot of back work.
Like, so it's more like chest, back, pelvis.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
What am I thinking of? The one that's very very thrusting and like dangerous, and they're moving around.
Daggering.
Yes. Okay. I take that back. I've definitely whined, but I've never daggered.
You've never daggered. I daggered once, but I was at the club. I was at the club, and there was a hole in the stage, and I got daggered, and I fell into the hole.
No.
But we were all falling in the hole. It's not because I'm a loser. We were all falling into that hole.
That is so... How deep was it? That's
it was
so
fucking scary. Deep as shit. I had 3 hematomas on my leg.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did he at least help you out?
No, he left.
Oh, the dagger?
The dagger.
You're the daggett? Or no, the
I was the daggett.
You're the daggett.
Remember that famous... That is so funny. I think it is an Akon video where he's... daggering someone on stage and he knocks her off. Is that?
Oh my God! Yes, that was such a big thing. Like he got kicked off of a tour for that or something. Is that right?
I don't know, but I'm obsessed with that. There was a big
remember there was a while there was like a lot of videos circulating of like crazy daggering like happening of like
kicking
like
leg guys over. Like
guys like jumping from like the rafters jumping to like dagger someone. Like,
do you just, understand?
Like, just elaborate. Like,
there's like parkouring and daggering overlapped into this.
Yes.
I can't wait till it's back. I really can't wait.
Maybe summer 2021. Everyone's all
so horny,
cooped up and horny. You know,
we're just gonna fly.
It's gonna be daggering again.
There'll be a Sean Paul Renaissance.
There was a big time. There was a very long time in my life where I was like, I just want to get daggered so bad, where someone jumps off the roof of a house and straight into my groin. Yeah. I was like 17. Oh God.
I want to be daggered. I want someone to jump off the CN Tower this summer and just land.
You'll be standing outside of Ripley's Believe It or Not Aquarium.
Oh, yeah,
just that's waiting. Beautiful. Just waiting.
That's the Canadian story.
And after Henny, you get a pint at Steam Whistler.
Oh, Oh, we love that. We love that big, nice brewski.
Oh, God.
A big,
oh,
nice God. Brewski.
A big, nice brewski.
Big, nice brewski. Oh,
okay, so.
I was going to say one more yes. song that I really love.
Please.
I'm Still in Love with You.
Oh!
Right?
Oh, remind me of this.
That's on Taste.
Still in love
oh.
with you.
Okay.
I'm not going to do
understand. Dirty, dirty, dirty love.
And the dancing in the video, it's like couples doing yes. this like incredible.
Like two-step. Like
yes, it's very yeah. romantic.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Good.
I love the way he intros the song when he goes, Sean, Paul, and Sasha, yeah. come sing for them, baby.
Oh, my God, yes. And who is Sasha?
Right?
Sasha?
Where'd she go?
Where'd she go? Wow, we don't know.
Right? She should have had bigger success in the U.S. because she was singing on that
track.
It was
such a good song.
I think so. I think she probably was. Sean Paul did that a lot. But okay, mm-hmm. I just want to go back one second.
Let's
you were
back.
Saying how you thought he was a white guy who was just doing an accent.
I did.
Too.
I don't
there
know
was if, a rumor.
Yes. I don't know if it was because I heard and saw Snow first. And I like to me, Sean Paul is very much music. Like that's
yes.
where I heard, I like...
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I thought he looked like
a white guy
a little bit.
No, I was gonna say like yeah. especially on like the album artwork and stuff. And I don't know if maybe this was like a conscious decision on like the studios.
Yeah.
But like mm-hmm. there's like some sepia tones happening. Mm-hmm. It really does seem like he looks like pale in his mm-hmm. albums for sure. I thought he was white too.
He did yes. look paler back then. And the reason I thought he was white is because my babysitter was a compulsive liar and
oh my
told
God.
Me that he was a white guy who was raised in Jamaica. So he claimed to be fully Jamaican because he lived there his entire life. And I thought this was the truth until I saw a picture of him like 5 years ago. And I was like, that is a mixed black man. Like this
oh
is very
God, yes.
clearly a black man. Yeah.
This
yeah,
is
yeah,
a
yeah.
bit of a Hilaria Baldwin situation.
Yes.
Except she yeah. is actually...
White.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was just claiming to be a different white ethnicity
yeah,
than the one
really
she was.
That makes me feel so weird. Like,
yeah.
because there is all these clips of her talking with an accent and like, there's ones
yeah.
where she like forgets a word and she's like, what
for
is that
cucumber.
English? Yes.
Was
yeah.
it the cucumber
yes.
thing or zucchini? She's like, oh, what's so... And it's like, oh, my God.
Just to oh. think, too, that like, just
that.
There are people in her life who just a few years ago, like, knew her and she didn't have that accent or that personality, then all of a sudden she starts saying this stuff. Like, what is their responsibility in all of this? Like, I would have called her fucking ass out. I would have
for
posted
sure.
a
yeah.
video of us hanging out. Like, mm-hmm. you stupid bitch, where'd this accent come from?
I think
yeah.
some people have, like,
yeah.
from her college days.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that video someone posted of her mom speaking and being like, we're from Boston or wherever we
yes.
grew up here. Yeah. yeah
I think her
yeah.
parents.
It's like they just live
yeah.
in Spain now or whatever.
I think,
like
yeah, her parents moved there in the last like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
And I don't think her parents have anything to do with it. Like, I don't
no.
think they are
yeah.
pretending to, I don't know.
No.
Whatever. It's very confusing, but it is
yeah.
funny.
It's funny to hear her speak about it now, like, after all the controversy. She's like, well, listen, like, it's difficult because I'm actually torn between these two cultures, American
yeah.
and Spanish, and that's why I drift in and out of an accent. And then she was trying to, like, I don't know, sympathize to the immigrant, like, narrative by being like, you know, like, immigrants, like, we get it. And it's just kind of like,
we get it.
Girl, like, you're from Boston.
I think the funniest thing, too, I don't know why this is so fucking funny to me, but just her announcing that she's pregnant after. I don't know. Just the implication that her and what's his name, Alec Baldwin, are having sex while this controversy is going on
yeah.
is very funny to me. Like, he didn't tell her to stop or anything.
No.
In fact, he's like,
he supports
just...
her.
Yeah.
He supports
exactly.
her.
He like, supports her.
Maybe he coached her on the accent. Like, he got her an accent coach and everything.
Because I think he really, I don't know, but I'm like, I feel like he really liked the idea of marrying a woman who wasn't
like yeah
just a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like
he wanted like
Spanish.
An ethnic flair
for 100%.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he knew, oh my God, there's this crazy thing about, we'll get back to Sean Paul, but
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because he asked Selma Blair out on set
mm-hmm.
on 30 Rock when she was
mm-hmm.
on, and I guess he like was like,
never let it go.
I don't know. And then, like, she knew that he asked her out, so that's when she started, like, being Spanish.
Spanish?
Oh, Selma Hayek?
Sorry, Selma Hayek. Oh, my God, okay. Selma Blair.
You said you said Selma Blair, and I was like, when was Selma Blair on 30 Rock? Like,
oh, my God.
That would have been a fun crossover.
Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
That makes Selma.
Yeah. Was this when he was married?
I forget the name of every celebrity.
No, this was before. This was during 30 Rock time, so he wasn't with Hilaria.
Okay.
I don't know if he was married to someone else at that point, but...
She went by Hillary before, and then saw that Alec has a crush on Salma Hayek, and she's like, actually, it's Hilaria.
Does anybody want some tapas? Like, mm-hmm.
She gets some those like Spanish, like clappy things.
Huevos,
castanets,
rancheros. Those what are the little Spanish maracas?
Rancheros. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Love,
yeah.
Love Hilaria. Oh, we're gonna get Hilaria on the pod.
I bet you need a translator. Yeah. I bet she would use
a bit of Spanish. I could translate.
She would maybe use like Shakira as her. Colombian.
Yeah.
But
she'd be a so Colombian mad that Spanish we Spanish connection. Yeah. Yes.
She'd be so mad. We already did a Selena episode.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be
so
mad.
Who did Selena?
Monica Garrido.
Yeah.
Cool. Did someone do Shakira yet?
No.
No one's done Shakira.
I would have done Shakira too. I was a big fan.
Shakira's so
such very a big good. Fan. I'm still Shakira. A big fan of her.
Well, yeah, okay, this is me expertly bringing it back to Sean Paul because I mean something. I watched the Baby Boy music video before this, and that song is just like, it's so good. Mm-hmm. But the music video is stunning. And there's the dancing that they keep cutting back to is very, it's Beyonce with these other dancers and they're on like this little dock, like on like a gray moody beach.
Yes.
And like, it truly like confirmed this thing that we've been talking about, how belly dancing and how it was so, belly dancing. It was truly like the choreography is like waist and like hip torso and it's just all that. Yes. And watching like five stunning dancers doing just like these micro little hip movements in unison. I'm like, they literally don't do choreography like this anymore. No. It's all about like bigger, like broad arm movements now.
And modeling, basically. Like,
and modeling.
Cheerleader dancing, yeah.
Yeah, it literally
let's
is
bring it back. Like, oh my God, Beautiful Liar.
Can we laugh about it? And then they do the dance. Ha, 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 ha.
So good.
That oh my God!
That and when choreography,
yes,
we all are doing the.
They all did it,
and they switch spots.
Yes,
and you're confused who's who.
Yes,
and that part when they're like, everything. I don't even want to try and do it.
Do it,
and
please. Oh, I know what you're gonna do.
Like when they're like on the wall, and they're
yes,
like,
yes. I knew you were gonna do it.
Oh my God, Alex!
You did it, Alex.
But you know what? It's perfect.
You did a great job. You did a great job, Alex.
That music video is so so good, and it just we really. I want more like pop star like crossovers like that where they're like all it's not like I don't know I feel like these days you get like a Bang Bang like a Jessie J Ariana and Nicki crossover and it's like it feels just like a crossover event and they're each like their own thing but like I feel like Shakira and Beyonce came and like made Beautiful Liar and we're like we're gonna like make we're gonna become a unit together like we're gonna become like a new thing that we're gonna be moving in tandem.
Yes.
I've never said in tandem before.
Well, it flowed right out of your
mouth.
Sorry, guys. The dog is asking to come in. Do you want to come in, yes or no? Come. Tupac, come. My friend
Tupac, iconic.
Come here.
Named after...
Come.
Tupac?
Yes, his name is Tupac. Come here. Come, say hi.
But named after the revolutionary Tupac Amaru.
Yes. That is
not
correct.
The music, which is so I love that.
Yeah, he's just being a little bitch. Anyways,
but Baby Boy, that is all to say. Baby Boy, such a good song.
Such a good song.
Really good song.
Really good.
I think also from Daddy Rock, unless
Let me open up
or
my Discogs.
Or it's from the one that came out after that has We Be Burnin'.
Oh, let me see, Sean. These are the times where I'm like, Aiden, I wish you were here.
I think it is.
Dutty Rock.
I think.
I'm still in love with you. Ganja bread.
Oh my, I listened to that right before this.
Ganja bread?
I was just like, because I would put on something else and then it went to that one. I'm like, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of songs by him that I do not know. And
yes.
And he has a lot more, I was never really into Temperature for some reason, which I know was a huge hit.
Yeah. 5,014,090 shot tea.
The clapping on
the clapping.
But you have to admit, when you are hanging, like if you're hanging with your girlies.
Yes.
And that you hear that clapping, mm-hmm. everyone's up.
For
like
sure.
Everyone's on the floor. And that song Uh-oh. Is the first song I ever, I think, dropped it low to.
Whoa. Yeah. You dropped it low, Ben?
I mean, it's like, you know when like you're kind of like, it's like that was the first time I ever was like, okay, I think this is a song. We're like, mm-hmm. now, it's like, wait, now my butt's like close to the ground in a way it's never been before.
It's actually, the music like, just makes your body do that. You know, wasn't conscious.
But yeah. I actually shudder to think, and it's actually like perverted to even like reimagine now, but like just a middle school gymnasium with a sea of like children dropping it low to Temperature, just like all grinding. Like that is in a dark room. That is
yes. Yes.
Oh, gorgeous armography. Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god.
Yeah, that we makes need to go me dancing. Sick to think of like young people grinding.
It's
yeah.
disgusting, and we.
But
were
at least
doing
it was
it
to
so
good music.
Hard.
Like these days, the children, like, what do they grind now? Like, grind you know?
You can't grind.
Bad
to,
guy by
yeah,
Billy
Eilish.
Yeah, you can't so grind old. To Eilish. But you could grind to like, you know what song is so good? I think it's J Balvin and Rosalia Con.
Ultra. Oh
yes! Oh,
I
my
don't
God.
Know.
How's it go again?
I'm actually I don't listen to enough Rosalia.
She. It's such a good song.
It's such a good song.
Yes,
and they're on like a jet.
Yeah,
it's really a very so good. Good song. Like, such a banger.
It is so good, so good. There's something very specific to this type of music. Like, I think that because it was the early 2000s, everything that came out had to have a level of like staying power. And Sean Paul was a huge fixture in my life from the age of like literally 6 all the way until when I was like 15. Yeah. And still that. Even now, mm-hmm. like he recently did a tour and he yes. came to Hamilton.
Did you go?
I didn't go. Did you go?
I knew he was coming though. And if he comes Hamilton. Back, we're saying it now. We should go.
We're going.
Go.
I'm not kidding. That actually... And I literally could get emotional that true because I just yes. miss doing stuff. That sounds like truly one of the funnest nights of all time.
Just be so Hamilton. Fun, just dancing. I want to be on the floor though. Like
yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think it probably wouldn't.
I mean,
be at a stadium
not to disrespect
anywhere.
Sean Paul.
He was at touring restaurants and stuff.
I was gonna say like where was it a stadium? Because like I mean I guess he does have like. Does he have new music even, like, that he's touring with? Or is it just, like...
Now he does. Now, 2020, okay. 2019, he has a few, like, collabs with, like, Migos and, like, other... Mm. Nostalgia is coming back around where artists yes. like him are yeah. being featured on things. So amazing. I have faith that he will be doing well in the next few years.
I love that for
yeah.
him.
And he had a song with Sia, like, mm-hmm. a few years ago, Cheap
yes.
Thrills. I just double-checked the name this morning. Yeah. Which I... didn't love, but I was just like happy to hear him again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was saying, rock with it, girl.
Yes.
That's with it, girl. That's
and
it.
We love that.
We love that.
We love that. I need to listen
him
to this
Sia.
Song.
What a
him
weird.
And
insane. Almost
I
wrong.
I wonder what
though.
That phone call would have been like.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I was going to like try and.
Me,
try and
I was going to. I was trying to imitate
like,
Sia.
I don't know what she sounds like. I don't
She's Australian.
I think she
she's
is.
She's Australian.
Or British. She's something
she's like something. That.
She, yeah.
No, you go.
No, I was just going to say that she's trapped in Beyonce's basement. That was a thing oh. people were saying on Twitter for a long time.
Why?
Because she was producing for Beyonce during her self-titled era.
Oh, my God.
And every hit, I think, was, like, connected to Sia in some way. So
wow.
people were saying that Beyonce had her trapped in the basement writing songs for her. Yeah.
So she's a great songwriter.
She is. She does a great job. Too bad she's an idiot. Like,
yeah, too bad she's
She got herself into trouble.
What
recently.
Did she do? I feel like I have a feeling that's
gosh.
Negative, but is
yeah,
it about that
like,
dancer girl?
So Maddie yes. okay. She made Maddie play like an autistic person and basically like Sia like reassured her like no, like Maddie didn't want to do it, and Sia was like, no, you have to, like, this isn't going to offend anybody, and Maddie was very much like, I don't want anyone to be mad at me. And then it offended, like, everyone. Like, it's the worst thing ever. It didn't need to happen. I don't know why she did that.
Yeah, was it for a music video?
For a music video. Oh yeah.
Like a, like
for
some
a short film.
Yeah, it was like a film. Yeah. Like a movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, like the neuroatypical community was like, this is wildly offensive. And like, if you watch it, it's just like Maddie Ziegler playing a caricature, essentially like an autistic person. It's very, it's yikes.
It's full very on yikes. It's very like, ableist.
I didn't even get through it.
Maddie. Or like, me too. I mean, I feel worse for the people who were affected.
Yeah.
But I'm happy she at least had like the knowledge. Fortitude.
Yeah.
You know, I've never said that word before.
That it flew, Alex. You said that word, and I was like, Alex is so smart. She says that word every day.
I don't never
big
said
word
it.
Alert. Big word, word alert. Alert.
Big word alert.
But she did have the fortitude to say,
yes. Should I be doing this?
Yes. And honestly, that's like,
that's everything. Like, she's just a little kid.
She's,
I know. Yeah. It's like when you're a kid and like an adult in charge is being like, no, this is fine. Yeah. It's like, it's like you're trained to kind of like take their word for it.
See, as a a ding donger, maybe.
A ding dong.
A ding donger.
I always go back to her live performance where she's wearing her wig, she has her whole getup on, and she's singing Chandelier, and it's not going well, and she keeps apologizing. She's like on stage and she's like, from the chandelier. Sorry.
Oh my God, I love that.
Don't apologize during the song, bitch.
I love that. I love that.
Like
so
you're
much.
At a sound check. Oh, sorry. God.
I love that because I would 100% do that and do that. Like, just like, if, like, I just like need to, I need you to know that I know that it's bad.
It's bad. We all know. We're all self-aware. Right? I'm not some ding dong yet.
Yes. Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's like in stand up when people are like, never like admit that you're like bombing on stage. And it's like, but I need them to know that I know.
And
like,
that's
I don't want them to
laugh.
Think that I'm delusional.
Yes. I'm like, I want them to be involved with this. This feels bad. Like, let's make it
better.
Let's put it out on the table and like, talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree. Okay. So I just, every time I think about Sean Paul, I very much just think of like, a sea of children just doing inappropriate, like no one should have been allowing us to do that in public, in our homes for sure. But were you one of those kids who danced a lot? Like if there was a party, you were like on the dance floor, like, okay.
100%.
Were you a good dancer?
Yeah. Well, I like was a dancer for a long time.
Yeah.
And loved, like, I still love dancing so much. Like, I wanted to be a dancer for a long time or a back. I like was like, I want to be a backup dancer for J-Lo. Like, I thought that would have been amazing.
Oh my God, Alex,
this is
I see.
So cute, Alex.
What styles were you trained in?
I was like big into jazz and tap, and then like did some ballet, but or was super into ballet at the beginning and was like, wanted to do point and that whole thing.
Yeah.
Did point, wasn't really into it. And then did like, started doing hip hop in like high school.
Yes.
And I really love dancing and still do.
It's very sweet.
But I kind of hate like that. I hated like the classes and the choreography part of it all. Mm-hmm. I love just like going out dancing.
Yes. Yes.
And like dancing with friends, but like to learn a dance or like the we like did competition stuff. I was like, I don't.
Yeah.
And then I started like going out in high school and like getting into stuff and like very quickly kind of was like this.
I just like dancing. I don't need to do it as a career.
I love that.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Oh my God. I would choreograph dances. When we had family parties, I have a big extended family and like group of family friends. We'd all get together and have like barbecues and stuff. And me and my cousins would be in the basement doing dance-offs. And we'd, like, have teams.
Like
we'd plan. It was, like, legit.
That sounds like so much fun.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. I'm like, there needs to be, like, a comedy. Or, I know, I'm like, we don't need to even make it comedy-related. I'm just like, I need to go dancing.
Yes. Like,
yes.
Let's just go dancing after this. Like,
we should go dancing. Like,
dance.
I mean, got, like, a good group of girls. I think we know what type of girls we're talking about. Our friends and go dancing like when this is over. And I actually just like, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Like, I just feel like I just took like going out for granted. So much. You'd be like, I'm tired. I have to wake up early for work. And it's like, hopefully like I will be working and all that will be true, but it's like, I won't give a shit about being tired. No. Like I will go, I want to dance.
Where is dancing happen in Toronto?
Here's okay.
Bambies.
Yes.
Bambies. For like, but good I went on a really terrible journey of dancing. Okay, go off. Tell us. City. Because as a girl who grew up in the city, mm-hmm. like sometimes you're just like, you're not on the hunt for like the chicest place to dance. You're just looking for like a place that will like let you in with your rinky dinky fake Manitoba mm-hmm. ID.
What? I know. That's amazing. All of, because
all
us
Toronto
Manitoba.
Girls. I know. Al, that's why I paused for dramatic effect because all us Toronto.
A type of way.
Well, does it make you feel homesick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm puking.
Mm-hmm. But all the Toronto girls would get a fake Manitoba ID because that was one that looked like the most realistic or like mm-hmm. bouncers yeah. wouldn't check or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we would go, oh my God, as a teenager, we'd go to Dance Cave. Mm-hmm. And I literally am. Yeah,
I did that first year.
And it's like we've all had to go through that period of adolescence. But I will say, and even like I'm so embarrassed to admit this, mm-hmm. we would have so much fun.
Yes,
like we were like
sure.
18, yes. 17, 18, just like, always. And it's literally they're playing like, and what would I like, just you could suggest songs and lots of the music would be trash, but mm-hmm. I think like on a Thursday night or something, they would do like a student night and we were like yeah. in high school, but we were fully like, we're going to go and pretend to be university students, but it would be like 90s pop, like 2000s. Yes. And that would be like so fun.
That was the best.
And as much as I love dancing, like, and I love like a West End dance moment, mm-hmm, like at the mm-hmm. Beaver or like at Bambi's, mm-hmm. I kind of yearn for just like a venue that will play just like trashy pop and nothing cool. Like, don't give me cool like beats. Like, that's great. But sometimes when I'm drunk, I just want to like dance to like literally. I can't think of a song to save my life right now, Alex. I can't.
I'm like, I also can't.
Rumors by like, Paris Hilton.
Sure.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, that's yes. what I want. Or like 212.
Can't be tamed. Smile for the Paparazzi by that band that like they did like parody music, but it was also like pretty good pop yes. music. I can't remember their name.
Oh.
Or Crazy in Love, you know.
Crazy like, in Love, like, yes.
It's like Bambi's won't play. Actually, Bambi's might.
I don't know. Maybe. Sometimes they're too cool for school.
That's the thing. And like yeah. sometimes I feel like there are venues in kind of venues that are more like geared toward like
yeah.
my like queer, like 20 something. Like I yeah. feel like I can't go off in those spaces because it, no. there's almost a vibe of like you need to be chill.
Yes.
You know
what I mean? Yes. Exactly.
I'm like I don't yeah. want to be chill. I just want to
go
like,
off.
A month before yeah. of the pandemic, I went to a dance party called Turning Point mm-hmm. at the Garrison, and it's like music from all over the world. It's like incredible, and it was like
that's so cool.
The age group was amazing because it was like nice. People sort of around my age mm-hmm. and it was like a completely packed dance floor.
Oh, nice. I love a packed dance
floor. And the music was yeah. so good. I'm like,
have to
I
stand.
Don't I want to say world music. That sounds like not yeah, good. Yeah, yeah.
Very National Geographic.
Yes, it's like yeah. they just had like incredible
that's so
music.
Cool. No, that's mm-hmm. awesome. Mm-hmm. I hope that party really comes back.
I think really it will.
Rare.
That is so cool.
I hope so.
I just want to dance.
Yeah. Like when Whitney Houston said, I want to dance with somebody, mm-hmm. I fucking felt that.
With somebody yeah. to love, even.
Yes. Oh, my cool. God. Yeah. So to bring it back to Sean Paul, do you feel like when I was watching those music videos, like Sean Paul shit and just like Nelly, all those artists, I wanted to dress like the video girls, but I was too young. Like, I wasn't allowed to be sexy, so I feel like the natural, like, fallback for me was to dress, like, a skater at that time, oh. which was just, like, those plaid, like, chinos and yes. Keds and Lacoste polo shirt. Wow. But do you think that Sean Paul's music or that era kind of, in not era, but his music in general, we'll say, like, influenced the way you dressed?
Maybe, like, I feel like really like short skirts, mm-hmm. super short skirts.
Mm-hmm. Super short skirts.
Super short skirts and like a one strapped top that's like.
Yes.
Very,
I want that top. Yep.
Like that gorgeous. And maybe mm-hmm. like runners or like Vans or something with yes. short skirt.
Yes. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. 1,000%. Literally what you just described is an outfit that I would wear when I was going to like a kid's party. Like a friend's like birthday party or whatever. And it was because like my mom at the time would always take me shopping at Siblings.
Oh, and I don't know that.
I don't know if you had it in, well, where'd you say you grew up again?
Winnipeg.
Manitoba.
We definitely didn't, no siblings, unless I just don't know.
But it was definitely a broke kid's store. Like, that's where the broke kid's parents would shop. You'd go and get all that shit there. And I'm now realizing that all their shit was just slut clothing, but for kids.
Oh, like, did you guys have sirens?
Yes.
Oh, like yeah, that? Yeah,
like that, but okay. For kids.
Yes. Love. Yeah.
And now, like, that, those types of stores, I feel like it's, like, just, it's, like, children and drag queens shop there. Because drag queens will, like, literally get, like, a small tank top from, like, sirens and, like, that's their look.
Yeah.
I wanted to dress like a video girl. I really did. Just, like, I love something so special and beautiful about video girls is, like, they would all have, like, not the same look, but, like, a different version. Like, there was still, like, some uniqueness. Like, and the pop star would have the prettiest version of that look. I just loved how, like, one dancer would have, like, maybe the same top, but, like, she has a long sleeve.
Yes.
And the other dancer, maybe she'd just have, like, no sleeve, but it's the same, like, fabric and color.
Yes.
And, like, they're all telling a different story.
That gives
matching.
Me Destiny's Child vibe. Remember when they had, like, always that Tina, their mom designed?
Yes.
Beyonce's mom designed. Like, all same, like, color palette, but, like, one would be one sleeve, one would have, like, a short, or, like, just, like.
Yeah.
That's very early 2000s.
One leg. I love the one leg.
The one leg.
That's kind of hot.
It is.
Hot. It's really hot.
Like, one leg is like a bodysuit, kind of, and the other one is full leg. Like, that's hot.
That's hot. So hot. It's too sexy. And I miss that look. It was coming back for a second, but I think it was too niche. It was like club girls were wearing it, but
I
not
feel
really
like
anyone else.
The video for She-Wolf, Shakira's wearing, like, maybe it's, like, Alexander Wang, or I don't know. It's, like, a bodysuit that's very, like.
Yes. I love that. I love that outfit. Iconic video. Iconic song.
Iconic.
It's iconic. Okay.
There's a She-Wolf in the closet. Alex, you are very She-Wolf to me.
Thank you. I love She-Wolf.
Yes.
You're very She-Wolf.
And I look at you and I think of the riff.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, when you said riff, I thought of, like, the bass in it. It's like doom doo doom doom doom. That song is incredibly fun to do at karaoke.
Yes.
It's
especially the breathing part. The
There's a line that's like, I can't remember the beginning part, but the end is like,
I'm starting to feel this little abuse,
like
a coffee
machine in an office.
And then at the end she goes,
like a coffee machine in an
office.
Is it just because everyone's using it so much? Is that what it means? Oh my God, it's so stupid.
I'm like, this is poetry. She's a fucking poet. Oh,
she really is.
Shakira. We're getting to the end of the podcast. And I want to know two things. I want to know what your favorite Sean Paul video is, like, of all time. And what you want to see for his career.
Wow.
If he eventually does do a comeback. And it can be anything. It doesn't have to be music.
It could be anything.
Okay. For video, I think I have to do Get Busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the house party one. Mm-hmm. I believe when someone's dad comes down and says the roof is on fire, right? Is that? Yeah.
This is Nelly. Does his dad say the roof is on fire?
I think there's something. There is something about a older family member coming downstairs. I know Nelly Hot in Here has something like that too, but something else. I may be getting it mixed
up.
You're right. Something.
No, I think you're right. You're right. Because that was just a big early aughts-ism.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's the worst phrase ever. Aughts. I was saying aughts and ism, but it just sounds like I shouldn't have said that.
Oh,
that's
I see. Okay. I see what you're saying.
I said world music, so I think you're I think
but,
you're okay.
But the roof is on fire was just a general thing, so they probably did have
that. I think something like that, but the that... I think that's the best video. Like, the dancing in it is so fun. Mm-hmm. It's like a house party vibe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Music videos like that were what, like, I thought every house party would be. Like, as I got older, I was like, why isn't this not happening?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yes. Taylor and I will have that.
Please.
Stuff opens again.
Please.
Alex,
I will happily
real?
Come and shake my ass.
But I need to answer the second question. And for me, that is that I want Sean Paul to come back, and I want more. I want him to do more, have more bangers like that. Like, go back to his roots, maybe, like, maybe do collabs with, like, current people, but I don't think he needs to. I think he can just go back. I just want really amazing, danceable songs.
I'd settle for another Beyonce collabo, because Beyonce's still doing kind of, like, well, now she's doing, like, Nigerian music.
Oh.
But, for a long time she was doing, like, she was just collabing with a lot of dance hall stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
I want her to go back to that. That was a good era. Yeah.
Maybe he could do a song with, like, Dua Lipa or something.
Oh, that's good. That would be a good dance song.
Maybe that would be bad.
Yes. You know
what? Or Rosalia.
Yes.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that's a classic crossover.
That would be
really good. They would work well together. That's a good marriage of sound.
We'll have her people call his people. We'll figure something out.
I'll draft an email.
Yes.
Please, draft an email.
We'll get Aiden to say something. Aiden has pull.
Aiden has a lot to pull with Rosalia and Sean Paul, respectively.
We love that.
You know what I want from Sean Paul before his career ends? Oh my God, the dog. Hey, no, you chose to go outside. I brought you in and you wanted to be outside. Stay out there.
See, he needs to learn he can't always, have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah, you are a grown ass man.
He is.
Anyways, but I really want Sean Paul to do like a retelling of his life story. But like produced by like A24, like
it has to be cool. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We don't want like the Rock style, you know, like his TV show.
No. Oh, no. Exactly. No, like kitschy and weird.
Yes. We want like a actually sounds amazing. I would love to hear about. Like so I was just bad. Looked at his Google and he has or his Wikipedia. His Google.
Yeah.
His Wikipedia and he has like kind of a interesting upbringing and was like a swimmer.
And just imagine the imagery of that produced by like A24, like oh my god,
that would be great. Who would play a young Sean Paul?
Well, now that I act, I could put myself forward.
Well, you heard it here first.
Yes,
Alex, you would
break
a 32-year-old woman, Canadian white woman playing.
And it's marketed like Alexa Tia is. Mm-hmm. Sean Paul.
Oh, I love that. Who would you guys play in that?
I would play his mother.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would play like the record exec. That's like you got the goods, Sean.
You got the goods.
The person discovering him.
Yeah.
Yes.
With him at
binoculars.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He sees him at like a little club
and cabana.
Exactly.
He's just doing his thing.
And I'm kind of
acoustic,
in the bathroom.
Acoustic, give me the light.
I'm kind of my character. Yeah. He's like on a layover. He's on vacation. He's on vacation. Oh. And he's at a resort. He's kind of drunk. Taking a pee in the urinal. And who's singing?
Mm-hmm. Give who's me the
turn around.
Turn around.
You want me to give you what?
You want me to give you what? It's Sean Paul.
The light?
The light?
Okay. I think there's a hit here.
And then I turn to your character. I'm like, hey, I nudge you. You're kind of like, don't touch me, sir. And you're like, sorry. And I'm like, there's already tension between our characters. And I'm like, who's that kid? And then you're like,
that's my kid. No. That's my kid. I have a British accent.
I have no accent. That's my mom.
I was going to say, Alex, everything about the style, like you don't have cornrows or anything. It truly, like you exist as you right now. It's truly just you. It's truly just you, but you're Sean Paul. I'm Sean Paul. And you're like lip singing to his songs.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying. I'm not doing any sort of accent. I'm just me. I don't look like him at all. I'm like, you know when Kristen Wiig does a character on like, I think it was like on like Jimmy Kimmel or something.
Oh, it was just like, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, she's like, hi, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Wasn't she like Harry Styles as well? Like have like the full makeup. God, it was like, it's me, Harry. Like,
I love her so much. And why did she do that random role in Mother? Did you ever watch Mother?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Why did she do that role?
That was the funniest.
I hated that movie so
that
much.
Right? My favorite hate watch, though.
Yeah.
Hilarious. I saw it in theaters. Mm-hmm. Laughing. Michelle Pfeiffer in that movie. Hilarious. Kristen Wiig.
I blacked that movie out.
Hilarious.
It was
too much.
But, like, if someone offered you a bit role in, like, an incredible director's movie... Mm-hmm. It's like, of course you take it. She probably was paid so much money. Like, yes. Who cares if it's a flop?
Yes. It's a huge allegory for the birth, the biblical birth and death of the earth.
It's like Mother Earth
I know. Or something. Yeah. It was supposed to be like Mother Earth.
Yeah.
My friend Mitch, whenever he says he was in a crowded place, he's like, it was very Mother.
Oh my god, I love that.
You don't understand how beautiful that is to me.
It really, and it's truly like that party at the end is like, that's how I see the Danforth when I go.
And all the people coming.
Oh my god, that is the Danforth.
Yeah. It is.
Wow. That's so.
Do you have a relationship with the Danforth?
Oh my god, I'm gonna.
We literally are
wrapping up. Do I have one?
Do you have one?
I have a very small one that I'll tell you in 1 second. I moved here first when I was 20 for a few years, and the place I first moved into was off of the Danforth on a street called Woody Crest, I think, which I always thought was so funny. Yes. Lived there for 3 weeks because the landlord never finished renovating and he was very old. We found out he was a hoarder. We had to get out of there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is my relationship with the Danforth. Went up for Greek once, enjoyed it.
Period. That's.
Did you grow? Do you have a relationship with it?
I grew up here.
On the Danforth.
On the Danforth.
Right on the Danforth. On the Danforth Strip.
No, just like a one block south.
Got it.
But honey, the scent of oregano travels fast. I'll tell
you.
The what?
Sorry.
The scent of oregano travels fast.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
And I will say I live in between three Greek family. It's one Greek family. Sorry. Wow. All dispersed between three houses.
They're just the patriarch,
big family patriarch owns the butcher. Mm. Owns a bunch of Greek. He's very much a presence in Greek town.
Okay.
So I feel very adjacent to the Greek community. And sometimes, dare I say, when I go into a Greek place, they'll sometimes think I'm Greek. And that is my greatest honor. That's
you could
my
look Greek. Honor.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's my greatest honor. It's truly my greatest honor.
Honestly, if a white person has a mustache, I'm like, you can
be Greek. Mm-hmm, if you have like dark brown hair,
mm-hmm. You're Greek.
You'll be Greek. Well, hairy chest.
A hairy chest, yeah. Greek. A chain. Greek.
A chain. But that is
or
hot.
Portuguese.
Yeah. But I'm so happy that we ended on this, which, like, honestly, if we cut out, I think the episode would do fine. Me talking about the Danforth.
No, we love that. I feel Woody Crest.
Woody Crest.
Oh my god. But Alex, thank you so much for being on the podcast. You are fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Of course. You brought one of the best artists we've ever discussed. You have to come back and we have to talk more about Sean Paul because we've only touched the surface.
I would love to. And I have another person I would do who I almost did.
Who
was Eve.
Oh my god. Okay, we're saving Eve for you.
We're saving Eve for you. She's also big around whatever we don't. Yes, Eve, amazing. She was like my other love.
Yes, yes. Okay, we're saving Eve for you. But before you go, where can people find you? And do you want to plug anything you have coming up or anything you have out already?
They can find me on Instagram at alex_Atiya. And that's also my Twitter. And my TikTok is just Alex Atiya. I have no videos posted. And I probably never will post one. Too nervous.
I'm nervous too.
I have a comedy album called Experiencing Discomfort, which I recorded during the pandemic at home by myself. There's like a laugh track, sound effects sort of thing. So you can get that on Bandcamp and Spotify. I think that's all for me. I might be going for a walk today down Bloor if anyone wants to meet up.
Nice. Yeah. That's very sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to get a coffee maybe.
That's very sweet. Yeah, so I love that. Thank you, Alex. You can find me at ABAQUAN on Twitter, ABAQUANN on Instagram, and you can follow Nostalgic Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And oh my god, Tupac.
So
I have to open the door. He's being a baby. And you can follow Nostalgic Pod Twitter on Instagram and subscribe and comment and rate.
And you could follow me at JK Miss Thing on Instagram or Ben Sosa Wright on Twitter, or Ben Sosaray on TikTok.
Yes.
Or
you're good at TikTok.
Yes. No.
So are you.
No. I have one good TikTok. Everything else is just like shit.
Is it the sailor one? Or like the sea shanty?
Okay, but Abba, I love the sea shanty one, but my favorite TikTok of yours will always be the waiting for the light to change at Ossington. Oh my God.
It's such good acting for real. When you're kind of like...
It's just like
the moment you're like, yep, going on.
Yeah, like, oh, right. Genius. It's like you're kind of like re-engaging with the situation. It's
That's beautiful. A one-woman show right there.
Really?
Thank you.
And I have
just the act of getting a junior chicken 100%. For a show.
I have to say thank you for having me on. You guys are so wonderful and funny, and I'm honored to be here.
For real. Aww, shut up. We love you, Alex. I love you guys. I rant and rave about you. You're
thank
so
you
perfect.
For having me. And I hope I didn't say anything too cringy today.
No.
I'm still reeling at the word world.
Stop! No, honestly,
you know what I
even...
mean? I'm like, I know, but I'm just like, I feel like Utica, like not wanting, to, you know when Utica did
oh my
that?
God.
I'm, you know, like trying to be open.
You are not Utica. You are not Utica.
You're
Alex,
perfect.
You will never be
Alex,
Utica. You will
it's
never
fine.
Be Utica.
Don't worry about it. I said, I'm not even going to repeat what I...
Okay.
If you feel bad about what you said, listen back to any episode. Search for the gems that I put out there.
Okay.
That'll make
Ben
you feel
gets
a lot
canceled
better.
Every single episode.
Do
so.
People call you out?
I actually don't know. Maybe Abba. Well, Abba definitely does.
It's never stuff that's actually bad. Like I'm just.
Yes.
That's our. Relationship.
But it's definitely not great. It's definitely not great either.
I guess you have to.
Yeah.
Do the like I rather like say that stuff because and yes. then like talk about it or like. Kind of
yeah.
figure it out.
Yeah.
Because, like, people do that.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Time.
People who pretend.
It's way more clunky yeah. and awkward for exactly for people to pretend that there is no. Like,
yeah.
it's like, yeah, we've all been, like, embedded with, like, language like world music that,
yeah.
of course, we're
yes.
going to say it. So, like,
yeah.
then we're like, oh,
yeah.
look, let's unpack that. It would be worse if we were like, yes.
Yeah.
Not even that I think world music is, like, the worst thing to say.
Yeah.
I truly think it's fun. But
it's
I know
like,
what you mean.
It's worse than the... I honestly appreciate that more than this performance of, like, no, I know I'm right, and I'm always right, and as
yes.
a white person, I'm never gonna ever, ever... Like, you know, it's fine.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm
it's
never gonna ever, ever.
I'm never gonna
I'm never
ever,
gonna
ever,
ever. Yeah.
I'll never, ever.
I never, ever.
I've never.
I know
and
I'm
I've
doing.
Never.
I know what I'm
exactly.
doing.
Exactly. I know
what I'm doing.
Like, none of us know what we're doing. It's fine.
Yes.
But again, please, please follow Alex on all platforms.
Yes.
Thanks so much for being on. So much fun.
Thank
and,
you.
And listen to our next episode or whatever.
Yes, listen to it. Bye. We did that. Okay, so you've been listening to Abba.
And you've been listening to Ben.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.